John and Ray are off. Lauren Cohn in with Ann Cavanaugh. Good to have you with me, Ann. Just a couple of quick notes. We want to remind people that it looks like we've averted a government shutdown. They've kicked the can another week, so it's sort of like the Chicago, Illinois way at the White House. Meantime, we're closer to a health care act, so they say. They're not necessarily going to get rid of the subsidies, but they are changing the possibility of these high-risk pools for people with pre-existing conditions. That's what the Freedom Caucus likes. So we'll talk more about that coming up a little bit later on in the show. And at 8:49, we're going to be taking your calls, 312-591-8900. Should we go cashless or keep credit cards? Your experiences with the whole idea of a cashless society. But first, it's draft time for the Bears, Anne, and who better to talk to on this one than NBC5's main anchor, Siafa Lewis. It is all talk of the Bears. Hey, Siafa, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning.
So
very exciting day for football fans. It's almost like a mini holiday, if you will, for diehard football fans. So it's all going to get underway tonight, and all the speculation will finally come to an end.
I love watching it. I mean, it's such an event for me. I was lucky enough to go to the draft here in Chicago, and I also went one year when it was in New York at Radio City Music Hall. So it really is fun. But I don't know if you have any inside intel or whatever, but first I'm reading yesterday that for sure the Bears are going to go for a defensive player with their third pick, and you know, names were rambled about. Now I'm seeing that maybe they'll go for a QB, this Deshaun Watson from Clemson. What's your gut feeling?
Oh, my God.
I'm putting you on the spot.
I know. The thing with the draft, especially the NFL draft of the four major sports, it's such a hit or miss prospect. It's so hard to nail it ahead of time. You just do not know. There are guys who've been can't-miss prospects who didn't pan out, and there are guys like Tom Brady's the ultimate.
Right, sixth round.
The guy who 199th pick is the best quarterback of all time. So it's just so hard to forecast exactly what you're going to get. I don't think I would draft Deshaun Watson. That's just me speaking personally. They already signed a quarter. They spent, what, $46 million? I know it's not all guaranteed, but
I'm Mike Glennon.
Guaranteed to a new quarterback, Mike Glennon. And you're going to draft a guy at third, so Mike Glennon already knows on day one that he's not the long-term solution. What does that do to the locker room?
So what's your strategy then? Do you take the best player that's available, or do you look to what you actually need the most?
And that's always the big argument. It's so hard when you have a secondary that has been suspect for so long, and you missed on a cornerback a couple of years ago in Kyle Fuller, to see a draft class that's really deep at that at those positions, and to draft a player at a different position when you already have that need. Listen, there hasn't been a safety drafted in the top three since 1991, okay, because there's a limited amount of things. There's a limited impact that safeties have on the football field comparatively. But this guy, Jamal Adams from LSU, the thing that I like the most about him, they talk about his leadership skills. They say he's the best leader they've seen down at LSU in 20 years, and they've won national titles in the last 20 years. A difference maker like that, a big-size guy who – does not, as of right now, have health issues. He's a playmaker. To have that kind of leader anchor your defense for a generation football-wise, that's really hard to pass up as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, you know, it's such an important draft for the Bears, and they really have to nail it this time. As a long, long, long time fan, it's so frustrating for me to watch the Green Bay Packers because they've built their entire team on the draft, basically, and it seems like they could always find these hidden gems in the lower rounds, and the Bears just don't seem to be able to do that, and I really hope they can turn it around.
Well, the problem there, in my opinion, it starts with leadership. It starts at the top on down, and that's not to say that George McCaskey is making these wrong decisions, but you need to have some kind of consistency and a game plan organizationally, again, from the top down, and the Bears have not had that. That's why the Packers do what they do, and that's why the Bears have done what they have. And I think if you look at the most successful organizations, not just in football but in all of sports, you have that organizational continuity and that singular voice, and the Bears just have not had that. And until they do, they won't.
And real quick before we let you go, Siafa, your just take on Bulls Game 6?
I thought Game 5 was... Well, I said that whoever won Game 3 would win the series, whoever won Game 4 would win the series, and whoever won Game 5 would win the series, and I'm sticking with it. I think the Celtics are going to win the series. I think Rajon Rondo's injury and what he brought to the table for the Bulls defensively and offensively and just the floor generalship, I think it was too much to overcome, and we saw it again last night. Isaiah Cannon played admirably, but it's just not enough. He's not enough of a difference maker. Jimmy Butler only scores 14 points. I don't know what was wrong with Jimmy last night, and they settled for too many jump shots and trying to force the ball down low where they have an advantage against the Celtics. They now face a 3-2 deficit, and I don't think they're going to go back to Boston on Sunday.
All right, NBC5 sports anchor Siafa Lewis, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate
it. Thanks so much for having me. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. All right, you know, we're giving away Bulls tickets tomorrow, folks. If you do want to go to Game 6, 7:28 tomorrow morning, we'll be giving away. And, you know, look, Ann, I was just excited when the Bulls made the playoffs. You know, that was a big deal because they had such a bad season. And, you know, watching them has been so frustrating. You don't want to, I don't like it when I see them down 10 or 20 points. And most of the game yesterday, it was closer. It was really disappointing in the fourth quarter because it looked to me like they just kind of lost the luster, you know. And D-Wade and Jimmy Butler, you know, they can't, it can't be just about them. Losing Rajon Rondo hurt them. And I like to see Isaiah Cannon back on the court. But I don't agree with all of Hoiberg's moves. Get Nico out of there. If the guys aren't making these crazy three-point shots, get him out of there. He seems to be throwing all these guys together in these odd mixes. So
I got to the basketball expert Lauren.
Well,
Cohn,
you know, I'm
the
obsessed
pride
with
of
it.
Horace Mann High School in New York,
and I played there, and I was in basketball camp at age 4 because my father, who ran up and down, we talked about this earlier about your parents at the games and, you know, going crazy with for your kids, and that was my father on the sideline. And actually, after every game that I would play in, he would make me shoot 100 foul shots at the foul line.
Oh,
so I was
a
good shooter.
He was a basketball dad.
He was an amazing father, and he was amazing at basketball and taught me everything. Taught me my pick and roll, which people always laugh at now because everyone knows I'm 5'3", and they say, oh, you can't really play basketball. And then I go out and I school them on the basketball court in a game of horse, because most of the people I play, like the guys out there that say, no, you can't play, they're really tall.
Hey, 10 more inches, you would have been in the WNBA, Lauren.
Yeah, there you go. But I still got to root for the Chicago Bulls Friday night because I just can't, you know.
Well,
I can't
Game 6
give
is
up.
Super exciting. And at the United Center, there's going to be a ton of energy. It's going to be a lot of fun. And let's just hope for the best, you know.